here's a story from The World.
For the first time since the pandemic began, the global supply of vaccines seems to have caught up with demand. Access is no longer what's keeping people from getting vaccinated. If you look at parts of West Africa, though, vaccination rates remain stubbornly low. Ridwan Karim Dini Osman reports from Sierra Leone and Ghana on some of the reasons why.
In a secluded neighborhood of brick buildings in Freetown, Sierra Leone's capital, I meet Mutar Bari taking a stroll. He is 23 and a third-year university student. He says the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted his education and made life a struggle.
There have been many restrictions in my university. Lectures have not been going for lectures. And transportation, you know, they limit the number of people entering a bus or so. So basically, it has impacted a lot.
Barry has not taken the COVID-19 jab, although his school currently does not allow unvaccinated students access to lecture halls. He says he will rather take lesson notes from colleagues than take the shot.
In any decision I make in life, my parents make a choice for me. That's fact. As you know, we are in Sierra Leone.
Barry says his parents believe in local remedies and have been seeing social media.
So my parents are skeptical about the vaccine issue. They've been hearing about side effects.
Sierra Leone has a population of 8 million. Over the past 2 years, the country has recorded nearly 8,000 COVID-19 cases with more than 100 deaths. Only 24% of the population have taken the full dose of the vaccines. But it is not just Sierra Leone that is dealing with low vaccination rates in West Africa. In Ghana, just 25% of the population is vaccinated. In Deme, a remote village in eastern Ghana, 60-year-old Ben Yegbe sings while weeding his 5-acre maize farm. He's been farming for over 25 years and says the pandemic has already taken a toll on his livelihood. Because borders were shut, he couldn't access markets in neighboring Togo, where his produce is often bought at a very good price.
So it made the situation hard for us.
Yegbe says he also saw in the news that the COVID-19 jab was killing people and leaving many critically ill.
I'm afraid that when I take the injection, I will die. Because I heard that people are saying that when they take the injection, they are not feeling well.
He says if the vaccine side effect is going to keep him, his wife and 10 children from working on the farm for a few days, then he would rather not take it.
I'm a father, so I'm afraid. So them today are also afraid.
So yeah, if the head of the family is not taking the vaccine, the rest will not take it as well.
That's it.
Yegbe says there are more than 1,000 people in this village and not a single person has been vaccinated. Many of those skeptical about taking the jabs are convinced that since Ghana and other African countries did not record massive deaths linked to COVID-19, it may not be necessary to take the jabs. Yet, some health experts are concerned that the low deaths recorded in Africa may not paint a true picture of the situation. They argue that most countries on the continent lacked effective medical facilities to test and trace all deaths during the pandemic. Not far from where Yegbe's farm is, 38-year-old Celestine Saka sits on a veranda with a black cat on her lap.
The injection isn't good. I heard it contains magnetic elements that will later make my shoulder attract devices like mobile phones. So I am very scared to take it.
Out of the 16 regions of the country, the Volta region in eastern Ghana has the lowest vaccination rates, only 17%. Experts say vaccine hesitancy in Ghana, Sierra Leone and many other countries in Africa is largely being driven by misinformation and religious beliefs.
West African countries would have to wake up to this realization that the digital shift has meant that The online space can be used for evil by bad actors.
Thus, facts checker Rabiu Al-Hassan. He's done studies on COVID-19 misinformation and says there is a need to urgently step up awareness campaigns.
Fact-checking organizations would have to collaborate with traditional media organizations to be able to maximize and reach more people when tackling misinformation by promptly responding to viral claims so it can easily be nipped in the bud before it goes viral and causes harm.
But it may take more than this to convince many to take their jobs. For the world, this is Ridwan Karim Dini Osman, Accra, Ghana.
His reporting is supported by funding from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.